Welcome to Season 2 of The Revenue Architect. I'm your host, Jeff Ignacio. We're going to load up on the topics you care about: revenue operations, sales, marketing, customer retention, and growth. So if you're the superhero team of one looking to switch into RevOps, or a CRO leaning into growing your business, this is the place to be. Without further ado, let's go. I live in Southern California, so there's always this thinking that robots will be created by mankind, only to find ourselves staring down the barrel of destruction sown by our own blindness to the dangers of killer artificial intelligence. Who knows if that's going to be true or not, but let's talk about something that's a whole lot less scary, shall we? Automation. It's the big, bingo, buzzy buzzword floating around the technosphere. Read any software vendor's marketing and sales collateral, and you are sure to come across all the usual suspects. Let's find out who our contestants are. Automation, productivity gains, artificial intelligence, machine learning, Monte Carlo analysis. Okay, that's five. We're starting a basketball team. Let's move on. Let the seller sell is what you'll often hear. It's a rallying cry of unshackling overly burdened and processed obsessive overlords. They just want to be free. Free, free, free from the mundane inundation of filling out next steps and close dates. Hashtag free the sales rep. Anyways, one topic that continues to pop up in the revenue tech space is increasing automation within the business. But what does that really mean? And what benefit does it bring? For the good folks in revenue operations, or any operations for that matter, automation has become this silver bullet panacea cornucopia. But in reality, it's the combination, chimera, hybrid hydra of tools and processes, resulting in the revelation, reduction, or elated elimination of human-related intervention. Told you, this was about the elimination of humans, didn't I? But in all reality, there are four key benefits I think we can justify bringing in automation into the business. The first is what's called the displacement and compensation effect. By introducing automation, presumably previously time-consuming, manual work would be wasted. And it's often said that time is the most precious resource of all. Father time is undefeated, they say in sports. So by carving back the time, it allows the business to feel like moving unused furniture out of the house. Wow, look at that space. I didn't realize how big our place was. The same is true with your time. Automation frees up your team in both high and low roles to reallocate to higher and better uses. What time was spent on curating call lists is now carved out on coaching your reps, or doubling down on that playbook based on industry or persona that you've been trying out, or doubling down on your playbook based on industry or persona that you've been waiting to try out. Or how about something as simple as preparing for your next demo? Imagine that, going to a demo fully prepared. Amazing what a little background research can do to spice up that second meeting conversation. We said this earlier, but let the seller sell, meaning squeezing in a few more calls, a little extra time to put a bow tie on that proposal deck, a little time to eat a Pop-Tart in between calls. I mean, whoever thought that selling on an empty stomach was a good thing must be some sort of tyrant. The second benefit is a massive drop in errors. I can't tell you how many times my work has suffered cancerous mutations by not performing the task perfectly each and every time. We're human after all. We make mistakes on rote, repeatable tasks. You get bleary-eyed doing the same thing over and over. So you can either make humans perfect with high-calorie oversight, call in the micromanagement brigade, or you can do the reasonable thing and bring in automation. Error rates should decline. A few use cases, for example. Imagine having your ops team having to ping your reps every time a close date was off. You'd have to have the eye of Sauron on your operations team to make sure that every single opportunity meets the standard. That's not realistic, and honestly, not a very fun career choice. Imagine me telling everyone to apply for an ops job, hey, you're going to nag sales reps about filling out close dates correctly and next steps all the time until they hate you. Well, look at that. Maybe I'm wrong. 1,000 candidates just applied. Automation should be the guide here to shepherd simple tasks. Imagine call lists developed automatically, close date recommendations based on deal velocity and engagement intensity. I'm just riffing, but that's some beautiful jazz. Sign me up for that music festival. The last benefit is shifting up the strategic operating stack, meaning moving up. What do I mean by that? In the world of software engineering, the concept of the tech stack is a known one. Once upon a time, coding was done at the machine level. An operating system was built atop that machine so that the next wave of engineers didn't have to write machine language. They moved up. They leveled up a layer, if you will. Older languages were wrapped around and simplified with new languages to decrease the barrier to entry. There are more software developers than ever before. We are far up the stack these days. The same can be said of the CRO. In the early days, the business had to worry about their data model, how their leads were going the route, which accounts belong to which reps, how to treat new business versus renewals and have that reflected in their systems. But with automation, it allows you to push those previous challenges down the stack, meaning you've also moved up. You're now able to focus on seeing around corners, putting a formal strategy of what the business could look like in 3 to 5 years. You're able to develop playbooks to head off rolling competition. So as you're going through the journey of why automation is important to your business, think of these three pillars. 1, carving time back in the form of productivity savings. 2, a significant drop in errors. 3, expanding the activity and strategy pie. Now, before I go, think about what it costs to set up and maintain said automation. It's a shiny service you purchased or built, but it's also quite mechanical in some ways. You need to watch out for breakdowns in output. Automation is only as good as you train it to be. Hence, why AI and ML layer on top of automation is such a powerful aphrodisiac. Here's a simple mental model around the overall cost of setting up and optimizing automation. Avoid automation just because you can. Don't go overboard. Automate because it's a no-brainer, accretive exercise. You also have the bench strength or the willingness to pay to keep it up. One simple equation is that the total cost of ownership is greater than the expenditure to maintain it. So go forward and automate. The killer robot revolution has been waiting for you. #FreeTheSalesRep. Hasta la vista. I'll be back.